Hey, good morning and welcome to Chris Daily on a lovely Tuesday of March 28th. And here is our update on today's market. 特朗普交易出现逆转，美股美元大跌，黄金日元飙涨。特朗普取消医改投票令市场非常失望，避险情绪迅速升温。美国美元指数走低，跌破99点关口，美股大幅低开，金融板块领跌。欧元涨幅扩大，日元涨幅扩大，均达到四个月新高。现货金狂幅扩大，突破1260美元关口。那么我们看看今天 Market Watch 的分析员们对 Trump Disappointment Trade 是怎么样进行评价的。The Trump Disappointment Trade may be in full swing and as analysts on global stock sell-off. The markets worldwide are starting off the week spooked by the Republican-controlled Washington's failure to repeal and replace Obamacare.And that has dented confidence in President Donald Trump's ability to muster enough political support to deliver on his promises of reform, seen as helping drive the recent rally for equities. It is looking like, though, times for stocks on Monday, while gold and other safety plays are shining, the markets are having their own Trump tantrum as investors seriously doubt whether the president's abrasive style will work in Washington, said Kathleen Brooks, the research director at the Citi Index, in a note.And below are the initial reactions from the analysts of the market moves after the political setbacks on Friday for Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan. The health care bill, although it ultimately won't have a big impact on the economy, was a major litmus test for the president, who has an aggressive policy agenda. The Trump disappointment trade is now in full swing, and we expect losses from banking sectors, materials and construction firms and healthcare companies in the next few days as the day market adjusts to his setback for Trump. And how he reacts will be crucial, so we will watch his Twitter account with a close eye. And a spat with Congress is likely to keep the markets on edge, weigh on stock markets globally and push up volatility. And the remark is from Citi Index Brooks. And we often hear the term the good, the bad and the ugly.However, the markets are only receiving two of those choices today, and neither one is good, as investors swallow the bad pill that is Trump's failed health care plan. In other words, it is a perfect textbook trade where, if the result is not in accordance with the market's expectations, the markets will drop like a rock, from Naeem, the chief market analyst at Think Markets.Market participants may well be overreacting a little, just like they did at the end of last year to the Trumpflation euphoria. Indeed, the markets often overreact and pricing the worst or the best case scenario. Therefore, things could well look like a lot different by end of the week. That being said, I am not implying the dollar and or the stock markets cannot fall further, but I do think that in the case of the dollar at least,that it will bounce back soon, from Forward, the market analyst at Forex.com. The failure of Donald Trump and the Republicans to get through their health care legislation has put risk appetite under increasing pressure once more. Safe havens are subsequently being sought after, and traders are wondering whether Trump will be able to achieve his plans and are looking to unwind a degree of the Trump trade. And Treasury yields are now continuing to fall back, while goldhas again broken higher and the yen strength continues. Dollar is under significant pressure too. The comments are from Richard Perry, analyst at Hantech Markets. The fear in the markets is that the loss of momentum will make it much more difficult for President Trump to move forward with any tax reform and tax cuts this year, especially since he faces fierce opposition on the border tax issue from his own party.The disappointment from investors quickly translated into a risk aversion sell-off in the equity markets, with Nikkei and DAX both down, the former closing down 1.5% lower with no economic data in the docket in the US. Equities will likely drive trade in Forex to the rest of the day. And the comments from Boris, the managing director of Forex Strategy at BK Asset Management.So, well, let's see if the Trump disappointment trade will be in full play and the so-called lame duck trade will kick early in the first 2 to 3 months of Trump's assumption of the presidency. Let's stay tuned for next episodes on March 28th. We'll be on Wednesday. Stay tuned.